The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Not a bar stool. Kind of short and kind of square. Through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Does it? Does it settle in your soul?
Of course it does. Always. Good morning, Jefferson. We're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Or part of that.
Part of that.
Part of that. One of us is bright-eyed, the other one is bushy-tailed.
Which is which?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's radio. You can pretend you're both.
We can.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Right. Yeah, because we both have a face for radio. Terry has the voice, I don't, but we both have the face.
Hey, Ashley, how are you doing?
So far, so good.
Good. No one's hurt you yet then, huh?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. She can take care of herself.
Most people know better than to try.
She can take care of herself. She's good about that.
Yep.
She can take care of us.
It is. And it is something that she does take care of us. It really is something, I have to say. Anyway, we are here at KCNR, 96.5 FM. Is the AM working?
Last I heard, it is.
Oh, good.
Yes. Then and it's our power supply out there is sort of coming in and out. So we've reset it, and that has fixed it in the past, but it's not lasting as long anymore. So we're looking to order a new one pretty soon.
Gotcha. Okay, so we're at 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, streaming live.
So just go to the FM.
Go to the FM, 96.5.
FM's a clearer feed anyway.
It is. It is.
Oh, great. Then I can really hear what we have to say.
Anyway, this Monday night, we are going to have a very interesting program. We're going to be showing the video, Seattle is Dying. I don't know, a lot of people have looked at this, almost 4 million. It shows Seattle and what the drug problem and homeless problem and transient problem does to a city. And I know we've had that issue here in Redding. It's getting worser and worser.
We've had it or we have it?
We have it.
We have it.
We do. And I have to say that Chief Johnson from Anderson came up with a pretty good plan with a navigation center. And he has been fantastic showing people that they need to have accountability if they want to get things right in their life. And I think that's the main thing about this. You can't just have a place where people just come and go. Do what they want to do during the day and then have a bed to sleep on at night with, with three hots if they want it. It just, that sounds like jail.
What do you mean we can't do that? What do you mean we can't do that?
Well, yeah, we shouldn't do that.
You mean everybody has to pay their dues, be responsible adults and
accountable, responsible.
Take care of everything that you're supposed
to. Take care of themselves.
Yes.
Want to take care of you.
That's right.
Well, none of us, that's the thing. I mean, we've all got to be out there pulling our weight.
That's right.
Anyway, this will be at 2570 South Bonneview Road at the church that will remain nameless. And we will be having the Seattle is Dying video, and we'll be chit-chatting about that stuff. We'll have some updates on the court case, and we'll have some updates on what we're doing with our Constitution.
Also. There you go. Cool.
The other thing I wanted to announce was that on Saturday, May the 4th, from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Westside Grange, 20794 Walnut Street in Red Bluff, we are going to have the Election Integrity Project's co-founder and president, Linda Payne, speaking. And she's going to be going through all the great stuff they've done. They worked with Judicial Watch. They won a court case in which L.A. County has to go back and fix 1,500,000 votes that weren't real. So
you mean they had more than 100% of their voting capacity on their voter roll?
Mm-hmm.
Really, by a million?
Yes. And if you want more information on that, you can call Patty Smith at 530-833-0265. That's 530-833-0265. Again, Saturday, May the 4th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Westside Grange in Red Bluff. The Westside Grange is on 20794 Walnut Street. And Patty and Mike have been amazing. They're amazing people. They've done a great job in working with this organization, and Linda Payne is a hero. So support that. Head out there. Get yourself educated. And more importantly, see what you can do to help. I mean, that's the main thing. It's, you know, you have to have, as Wynn says, you have to have skin in the game. And he's right. You know, you've got to have skin in the game in this thing. And I think that's maybe something that we're looking around and we're seeing a bit of apathy all over as far as, you know, the people who are voting. It's like 20 or 30%, something like that.
Crazy.
They were out the last time voting.
And then people complain about the way things turn out. Well, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, my own personal opinion, you have no right to gripe if you're not going to vote.
Well, yeah. You know, the thing is that if you're in a situation where you've got all the things in California that have been crazy, I mean, just the gas alone, what's it gone up, $1 a gallon in the last month and a half?
Right.
I mean, you know, you have that. You have, you know, the transient problems, drug problems. And yesterday, an interesting thing happened to us at about 7:45 in the morning. We heard a knock on the door and then a ring in the doorbell, and I went to answer the door, and my neighbor's standing there, and she looks at me. She goes, "Your car's been broken into. The window's broken. The doors are all open. And there's a car parked down the street with a guy in it that doesn't really look like he belongs here. He's got everything in his car. Like, maybe he lives in it." That's just her assumption, her opinion. So I go out and look at my car. She goes back over to where this car is. She starts taking pictures, and the guy speeds off. Well, we live in a cul-de-sac, so what happens is he went the wrong way, so we had to turn around and speed by us. And we got his license plate. We got a description. She got a lot of pictures. It shows you what you can do when you have a situation where people get involved and they're vigilant on what's going on. So anyway, I called it into the police, gave them all the information that we had, the description of the car, the license plate, the whole ball of wax. And I was asked if the officer could call me back. And I said, sure. Well, I got to thinking about that. Well, what does that mean? Do you want an officer to call you? Well, I want somebody to do something. So anyway, the next thing that happens is I call back again. I'm getting a little frantic here. I mean, I've got this car in the driveway. There's glass all over the ground from the windows being broken. There's all this stuff going on. I can't really touch the car because I want a policeman to look at it. Plus, we've given them all the information to find the guy. So I call back again. Well, when I call back again, not 5 minutes after that, I'm asked to go down the street to meet two police officers who pulled this guy over.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, he had all our stuff in the car, in his car.
Sweet.
Yeah, registration, you know, all
had
stuff.
Had your registration?
Everything. He took everything out of the glove compartment. He stripped the glove compartment, stripped the little drawer that's in the middle there, took everything. I mean, there was really nothing in the car.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can take the registration and the insurance and, you know, sell that to somebody who can try to ID theft you, you know.
Well, and they can break into your place. And know
or
where
they can break
go.
Into your place, you know, or know where oh, you, you know. But anyway, so they caught the guy, and the guy, was caught, and the police did a nice job. They got right to it. And a lot of it was circumstances. You know, it was about timing. But the good thing about it is that they had all the information they needed. My neighbor, two of my neighbors had taken pictures. So we really were diligent in looking at this guy. The funniest part was when he sped by us, you know, because he couldn't get out the other side. It's like we weren't supposed to see him, right?
Yeah. Hold his hand so you can't see his face.
But, I mean, you know, that stuff really does happen. And it's, you know, when it hits that close to home, you feel violated and ornery. Talking about feeling violated and ornery, Nick, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know, our prayers have been answered. And heartless people like you are just not going to have to put up with this anymore because we're going to have a navigation center that's going to hold them accountable. Hey, I was down at the end of Henderson Road day before yesterday. That's down by where Dignity Health is going to be and where all the homeless stage. And there was a moving van down there, and they were loading up homeless. And I went over and asked them what was going on, and they said they're putting in a navigation center and going to hold us accountable. I said, we're going to San Francisco.
There you go.
Heck yes.
Hallelujah.
At the same time, they were unloading some nerd-looking fellows, and they're coming up here because we're getting high-speed Internet.
Oh, Nick.
Absolutely. Our prayers have been answered.
Yeah, it was really something, though. Boy, they really they made a mess out of one of my cars and yesterday. But it was, you know, the thing is that it's just you feel so violated. But, I mean, the guy goes and parks down the street. I mean, he parks on the same street, goes and breaks a window, breaks into a car, and then goes and parks, you know, three houses away.
On a cul-de-sac.
Yeah. And here was a funny thing. One of the neighbors had gone out and asked him what he was doing out there. He said he was waiting for his girlfriend to take a shower.
Oh, wonder what house she broke in for that, huh?
Hey, you should call up the sheriff's department now and see if he's still in custody.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, apparently he had been on probation, so...
He's going to stay for 2 days now?
Well, whatever. But they took him, and I can't really talk any more about it, but I think he's going to stay there for a while. Let's just put it that way.
I'll tell you what. You know, San Francisco has 6 navigation centers, and they're starting another one. And they spent $300 million last year, 2018, on 7,500 homeless people. That works out to $400,000 apiece.
It
doesn't work.
Well, yeah.
I'm opposed
to
a navigation center. Every dime we have should be going into making another jail. Lock them up and make them not want to be here, and they won't be here.
Well, you know, I couldn't agree with you more, Nick. I mean, you're absolutely 100% right. If we get the county to do something to move off the dime, no pun intended.
Tent City.
Yeah.
Tent City on Millville Plains in the summer. That'll cure them.
Yeah.
Oh, heck yes, and a vegetarian sandwich 3 times a day.
Yep. Well, you know, it's like the sheriff. You know, he's always worried about getting sued. I mean, that's a lot of the things. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just that he has to worry about it because
he's in
California. If he was in Jefferson, when he's in Jefferson, he won't have to worry about that.
But isn't that the truth? It'll be legal to put a tent city up. You know, the reason we can't have one is because of California. It's against the law in California.
And when we were in San Francisco, we actually went and saw my youngest daughter and her husband. Went down to San Francisco one day. We were down there for 4 days, and went in there. And there's poop on the sidewalk. I mean, there is poop. You know, it's like nice. You know, what would Tony Bennett say? I left my poop in San Francisco on a sidewalk close to you.
Yeah, you know, you could use some.
Oh,
counseling.
I've got another verse. Come on, I got another verse.
You could use some counseling, Terry.
Come on, I got another verse. I left my poop in San Francisco. Please don't mistake it for dog doo.
They're contributing to the local economy. The people scooping that up are making $187,000 a year, benefits and everything included.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, how do you get a job like that? You just find a pooper scooper?
Who wants a job like that?
I was going to try and get a job as a glass sweeper around here, and I could just go around behind all the hoodlums and clean up the glass and everything.
Well, you can start in Terry's driveway.
Yeah.
Well, we already cleaned that up.
Oh.
After the policeman came by and, you know, took his pictures.
Yep.
You know, when we get Jefferson, I hope it'll be okay for somebody to go out and beat somebody up that they catch in their car.
Well, who says it's not now? What are they going to do, go to the cops?
Well, the cops catch you. You know, a friend of mine, Ted, he owns Papa's Cheese Steaks down by America's Tire Store in Hartnell. He had some guy banging on his windows during business, and Ted went out there and ran him off, and I think maybe that he might have hit him. But anyway, the police said that he should have called the police and just waited for them to come. And here's a guy trying to conduct business.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you really, you know, that's another thing. We'll probably get into that a little bit. We'll talk about what we can do as a neighborhood. But I know our neighborhood was really on it yesterday, and it was all solved within an hour.
Good. I don't have that here at my neighborhood. In fact, my neighbors won't even talk to me anymore. They look in the opposite direction when they drive by. I'm just teasing you. Have a great day.
All right, brother. Roberta, how are you, my dear? Roberta, are you there, hon?
I am, Barry.
Good morning.
Hi, did you like my song?
Oh, I loved it.
You got to turn down your radio.
My radio off. It's hard when you can't hear what's going on.
What?
You have to.
What?
What'd you say?
Well, when you're on hold, when I was on hold, I couldn't hear what was going on.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. Then you didn't hear my song?
Anyway. I wanted to comment on what Nick was saying. I know Nick was not able to go to the Board of Supervisors meeting. Had he gone, he would have seen that this is a cohesive plan by not just Chief Johnson, but the district attorney and Sheriff Basenko. And they really have put together a program that can work because it does have the accountability, and if they don't, then there's a way that they can take care of most of the problems. So I think we owe it to our community to back this and get it going, because it's going to be a long time yet before we get more jail space. We have to do something now.
Amen.
Well, that's a good point. We are going to have the sheriff coming in May to speak at the Patriot meeting. So he'll be coming in. We'll be talking that again. What I'd like to do is I'd like to get the sheriff, the police chief of Anderson, Roger Moore, and the DA in, and let's have a chit-chat about what we can all do here. And we'll talk about that, but we've got to go to a break, Roberta. I've got the high sign here.
Okay.
And she actually let me sing my song, so I guess it was okay. I guess the words were all okay.
Thank you, Roberta. Okay. It's good to hear from you.
See you tomorrow night, 6 o'clock.
You betcha.
At the church on South Bonneview.
Thank you, Roberta.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. She's a sweetheart.
Yes, and so we're going to go off to our break here. If you want to call in, it's 605-4567, 605-4567. Time has come.
For 51.
I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is our life, this is our song.
listening on FM, you guys.
We're not going to take it anymore.
If you're listening on FM, the music's a lot better.
Yeah.
Sound quality is really good. 96.5 FM. 96.5 FM.
We're back at it.
We are.
Do you know what we've had here in Reading this weekend, this last week, and it ends today? The Show and Shine, the Cara, Cool April Nights program going on here. It's been wonderful. There have been so many people out there and about. I've run into a lot of really good people over this weekend.
And the weather. Yeah.
And the weather, oh my gosh, for the cruise on Friday night, it was perfect. Absolutely perfect. Where we were, it's just like the cruise itself. Typically, there's a gap in the cars. You know, as they cruise around, you'll have a gap here and there. For the longest time, there was no gap. So there were cars up the wazoo on that cruise. It was awesome. It was really cool. And some of the cars were just, you know, phenomenal. And it's fun to see what people put together as far as, you know, the restoration of cars or the fixing of hot rods or their rat rods and all that other kind of stuff. It's fun to see that. And all the people out there just having a good time.
Yeah. And California doesn't like that because they think it pollutes everything.
California can go pound sand. Down on the beach.
They can go
somewhere.
To San Francisco.
They can go pound poop.
They can go to San Francisco.
There you go.
Yes.
Hey, I want to thank our sponsors. We have some great sponsors that allow us to have, that support us and not just allow, but they encourage us and they want these signs. We have the 4x8 signs and the 4x4 signs for Jefferson. And I want to thank all the sponsors that do that. Dearman Pumps on Highway 273. And all these are in the Reading area. Vic Hannon on Highway 273. Valley Septic on East Side Road. Bob Hutchins on River Road. Stroop's Equipment on Turn Creek Road. Skunk Works Motorcycle on North I-5. Design Time and Tile on Highway 273. Muse Trucking on Clear Creek Road. Donna Jamian Construction on Twin View Boulevard, Leo Jones Propane on Highway 299 in Bella Vista and in Burney, Solid Rock Construction on Airport Road, Donald Rolgren Firewood in Burney, Mort's Custom Sheet Metal, Clear Creek Road, Rich Morgan Holiday Ranch, Gas Point Road, Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, American Bock and Key, Twin View Boulevard, Klein Equipment, Round Mountain, North State Consultants Incorporated out on Old Oregon Trail, Lassen Landscape on Trent Creek Road, and Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 in Bella Vista. Thank you to all of them for, you know, supporting us.
And let's support them. Let's support
absolutely.
Let's support them. Let's
patronize every one of these businesses
absolutely.
That you have a need for their services.
Absolutely.
Interesting side note there. I recently needed to have my transmission worked on, and I ended up choosing the place because they had a Jefferson sticker out front. So I know I'm not the only one out there for looking for those businesses that support Jefferson.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Ashley.
And see, that's the thing. You know, we have all these wonderful people that have businesses, and they support, and so we need to support them.
We do, and I think that we need to be understanding that we've got to really go out there and get into the community and talk to businesses and you know, get out there and I mean, Bob, Round Mountain Bob has been just amazing. He goes out to every business and takes a sign out there and shout out to him. He's just been really great. I want to talk a little bit more about some of the issues that we have in Reading with the homeless / transient / criminal.
How come?
Because I'm pissed off about my car.
Okay. That fuels a lot
of
things that
I mean, you know, just, you know, I mean, part of it. I mean, the whole point is it's such a violation. I mean, and this guy, you know, here he is down, you know, down the street. I mean, he's like freaking three houses away, you know, and then he speeds off and drives by us because he couldn't get out the cul-de-sac the other way. And then, of course, because the information that we had and how diligent our neighbors were, and there were several neighbors who got pictures of the guy, pictures of the car, we were able to catch the guy, and the police could apprehend him. Now, one of the things, though, that really kind of gives me pause, and that is the fact that what do you do if there aren't any police around? See, that's the thing that we need to really discuss. I think we need to have a forum here in Shasta County. What exactly can you do? Well, call the police. Well, you know, the police are doing the best they can with what they have, but we're never going to have enough police. They're never going to be able to get there. They've got to have proof that something happened. And by the time that they get there, a lot of times, they only get there after the crime's been committed. They don't get there before the crime gets committed. If you could see, I mean, when you're in the middle of this stuff, what are you supposed to do? And, you know, I know that there's a lot of businesses that are just so violated. And it just, you know, day after day, week after week, sometimes hour after hour. I mean, I know one business that got robbed twice in one day. I mean, come on, you know.
Well, where I used to live, you know, 2 years ago, we bought two and a half years ago, we bought a new house. So our old neighborhood, probably 2 years before that, our house was broken into. I was at work. I came home and noticed a couple things out of whack. And my first instinct was to blame the dog. Well, the dog was outside. And so my knee-jerk reaction was to blame the dog. Like, what'd you do? It's like, and then I got to think about it. Okay, I just let the dog in the house. What the heck's going on? So I got to looking at it, and things were moved around. And the dog was a little terrier, short-legged thing. There's no way that dog could have reached a couple of the things that were moved around. And, you know, they stole all my wife's jewelry out of her jewelry box.
Oh, I remember that.
And, you know, it was so frustrating. Oh. They broke in through the bathroom window. They crawled through the bathroom window. So it had to be some kind of a tweaker because, you know, those things, you know, they slide.
Yeah.
They're only, you know, 8 to 10 inches wide. So for, you know, Terry, you and I could barely get our arm through it. So it had to be a child of some sort, which I doubt. It had to be a tweaker of some sort. And so you feel violated. They come in through your bathroom, into the bedroom, and they steal a pillowcase, and they pour everything in the pillowcase and go back out that window.
Well, yeah, and the thing that's so horrible about it is that they don't know any fear.
No.
I mean, it's like, you know, they cop to it, and they're out of jail, and no pun intended, and they get out of jail, like, in, you know, a day or two, and you know, really and truly, we got to clean this up. I mean, you know.
Well, we weren't even able to do. They don't do fingerprints. You know
right?
that?
Well,
they don't take fingerprints.
Well, actually, they can't get fingerprints off of plastic, so they have to take it off a door or off of something.
How about glass?
Well, there wasn't any glass for like
our house.
Oh, so your house, yeah.
Our house, they didn't. They wouldn't take fingerprints. I didn't touch anything.
Yeah.
They wouldn't take fingerprints, and they didn't come until 15 hours later. So the next day, the cop showed up and said, well, I can take a report.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what does that do?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And so you feel doubly violated because you're not getting any help from, you know, who you assume. That's where the reality for me was, the cops aren't there for you. I mean, they can't be. You know, there's no way they can physically be there for you. And I got that.
Right.
I understood that. But you really feel it when you're violated like that. It really sets it home to you.
Well, here's the thing. Yesterday, everything was given to the police on a silver platter. Everything. I mean, we had pictures. We had the description of the car, description of the guy. You know, his height, his weight. I mean, we had everything on this guy.
Well, he hadn't even spit out of the neighborhood yet.
Yeah. Well, we had all this. The point is, we had all this stuff on the guy. And, you know, the thing is that had I not called back again, and the dispatcher said, do you want an officer to come out there? Had I not said, well, yes, of course I do, or asked for it, I would have gotten a phone call.
Yeah.
Now, this is something I want to know if there's a police officer out there, 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567, somebody who's in law enforcement or has been in law enforcement, do you have to ask for an officer to come out and investigate a crime? Because that was what it seemed like. I mean, the first thing was that somebody will call you. Then when I call back, well, do you want an officer to come out there? So is that something, are these just like you have to ask the right thing to get the response that you believe you need to have?
Or maybe the dispatch has to go through certain scenarios step by step.
But she offered that. That the police officer would call. She said he will. I'll have the officer in that area will call you. When is that? Well, he's you know, when he gets a chance, when he gets a break, he will call you. Okay, that so call you and come see you is two different things.
Right.
From what I learned, because when I called back again,
right,
the response was, well, do you want him to come out there? And well, I've got, you know, the door's open on this car. The you know, haven't touched anything. You know, the glass is broken on the driver's side. All this stuff is going on. So, yeah, I mean, I can't touch anything till he comes out here. And, you know, and I had to ask for it. So my question is do you have to ask for that? I mean, you have to ask for each individual little procedure.
Right.
You know, and, you know.
And if you've just been violated, how are you supposed to expect to know to ask for all that?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Right.
I mean, I wasn't really on top of my game. I mean, first of all, I mean,
rattled.
I was rattled, and so was my neighbor. She was really rattled. And oh, by the way, when she went back to take the pictures of the guy, the second time, he tried to block her with his car. Block her car with his car. And so, you know, I mean,
so
it was just.
At that point, is he attacking you with a deadly weapon?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. But the point is that it doesn't matter because, you know, the police officers are doing what they can do. I think they're frustrated, frustrated. I mean, I could tell these
people. Well, that might be something that ends up sending him to the Who Scout if that's the case. You know what I mean?
If it's assault with a deadly weapon, correct. That might change.
Using your vehicle as a weapon.
Well, she's going to have to threaten her. But see, the thing is, I didn't see that. So she would have to be the one to do that, to move ahead on that if she wants to move ahead on that. That's a whole other thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But my point is that, okay, I know that the community watch in Cottonwood. Now, the community watch in Cottonwood, there are a bunch of great people. And these aren't a bunch of vigilantes. They are school teachers. They are people who own businesses. Everyday folk. One of them owns a store and ran for mayor. I think she won. And so all this stuff is, you know, these are real people that are watching their own community, and they just don't put up with any of this crap. And part of the problem that we have here is, I think sometimes, I know, I think a lot of times that the citizen is more afraid of the police doing something with them if they react to something. I mean, you know, what point do you try to apprehend? And what, you know, you have to use reasonable force. Is that what you do on a citizen's arrest? You know, we need to have the community get together and say, hey, you know, vigilantism, okay, well, yeah, but, you know, what do you do, all right? And at what point do we start getting protection for the people who are law-abiding as opposed to protection for the criminal?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, with that, I think we have to go off to a break because she's been trying to get my attention, and I know I'm going on a rant, but I mean, this stems all through Jefferson. Another good reason for the state of Jefferson, you know, another good reason. Well, this crime stuff has got to stop, and we've got to stop it. I mean, what does that take? I mean, what does that take? What are we willing to do? Anyway, with that, if Ashley is ready, I can't tell if she is or not.
She's on the phone.
Oh, we have more people on the phone. That's why.
Oh, that's why she was answering.
Okay, I guess we won't take a break. We'll just go to somebody here because we've got all these people lined up. Dick, what say you, sir?
Hey.
Good morning, Dick.
This guy calls the police and tells him he's looking out the window and two guys are in his tool shop stealing stuff. And the police said, we can't be out there for 45 minutes to an hour. So the guy calls back in about 5 minutes to the police department and says, hey, never mind. I just shot and killed both of them. and all of a sudden, there are six or seven police cars right in his front yard and all. And the policeman comes in. I thought you said that you shot and killed these guys. And the owner says, well, I thought you said you couldn't come out here for 45 or 50 minutes.
So he just expedited the process, huh, Dick?
That's all.
That's all. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Dick. Dick is always good for one of those.
Oh, boy.
Hey, we have another caller on the line.
Lori.
Lori. Good morning, Lori. How are you doing?
Good morning, Terry, Wynn, and Ashley. Hey, I'm not a cop, but I have a cop that wrote me an email about what you're kind of discussing right now. I'll quickly paraphrase. His name will be anonymous, but basically regarding is Seattle dying, and then we ask, is Redding dying? Our town is becoming just like any other I-5 homogenized California town. We have city councils just full of their own power. They go to homes that are safe, protected, and, you know, far better than what we have to deal with and the folly of all their decisions. The council promises money for this marijuana stuff. It's gone flat. Marijuana DUI exploded with 95% of the DUI offenders self-reporting marijuana use along with alcohol. So, again, back to what Ashley's asking and so forth, this individual that was, you know, obviously committing crimes, God knows what proportion, you got to wonder how much of it, and this is what this movie's about. It's about the addictions that lead to crime and homelessness and all the rest. So,
well, and you're right, Lori. You're absolutely right. It stems from drugs, period. Let's get to the bottom line here. It's drugs.
Yes, and being a clinician, I know sometimes it can take 6, 7, 8 relapses. I mean, again, do we have time for a jail? Do we have time for these people to dry up and get their act together? I don't know. Sometimes these new drugs have damaged their brain so bad. It's not just the one single element or factor or addictive chemical. So his final comment was, Bethel and McConnell stay silent, saying they don't take public positions on social issues, and all the while they're using the city to influence the direction, like, you know, do we have an identity Reading, or they'll try to get the Chamber of Commerce to, you know, climb on board. This is my commentary now. But anyway, it's definitely at the feet of City Council and Board of Supervisors, just looking the other way, hoping this money from heaven is just going to magically solve our financial woes.
I know who wrote the email.
I'm very sorry about what happened because I've had break-ins too, living on California Street with the mission and all the rest. So I completely relate.
I know who wrote the email, but your secret is safe with me.
Good.
Your secret is safe
cool
with me.
Dude.
He is. I know who wrote it, and he is.
I think we need him at a Patriot meeting to help.
Well, I mean, you know, the deal is, and Lori's right. You know, thank you, Lori. She's right. I mean, the bottom line is it's drugs. I mean, yeah, this guy is a, you know, according to the police officer, the guy who did this is a drug addict. So, you know, the point is that that's what's going on. It's drugs. And we just don't do anything to stop it. We can't, you know, I mean, you panic and you call the, I mean, you know, what do you do? What if I walked out there and the guy was busting my window? What do I do? What can I do? You know, what's my force that I can use? I mean, come on. Hey, help us out here, police.
You know what, Terry?
Help us out.
The thing is, too, we never know if they've got an accomplice or a partner in crime in the backyard or somewhere stuck in the basement.
Right.
It's just, oh, my God. People need to see this film. It's not that long, and we are definitely, we're croaking at this rate. And
that's
not
right.
And the fires and smoke.
And Lori is absolutely right. This movie tomorrow night, you need to see this. It is Seattle is Dying. We will be showing it tomorrow night at 2570 South Bonnie View Road at the church that shall remain nameless, but we will be showing it there. Chief Johnson mentioned this when he talked about his navigation center. The sheriff has mentioned this on the radio. He's concerned about this stuff
and Dale
happening.
Dale Ball mentioned it.
Dale Ball mentioned it a month ago. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, yes. And the deal is that people need to see this and wake up. But we have to do something as a community. And maybe the community watch has got the right idea. Hey, what are you doing here? We don't want you in our town. I mean, I'm just saying.
A small addendum comment real quick. I wonder, too, if some of the Jefferson people, are we having our, because we have stickers and decals, is there any extra effort to do that, or is it just random drug addicts just desperate for their next nab of, you know, registrations and ID theft potential?
Oh, I think it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, it just, if you know, the thing is that it, I don't think it matters. The point is that they just, I mean, there was, you know, they caught a guy in a, one of our neighbors caught a guy in a bushes in the golf course over there. I mean, you know, I mean, it's just rampant. I mean, there's people who are going down and by the creek down there and starting fires, you know, to keep warm at night. I mean, we have got to stop this. This has got to be stopped. Whether, you know, and listen, I'm not advocating taking law into our own hands, but, hey, Sheriff? Chief Moore, what are we supposed to do here? If we see somebody out there doing it, what are we supposed to do here? What do we do? Could get on the phone and call and wait 45 minutes. Now, again, I want to say that the police yesterday did a marvelous job. They did a great job. They caught this guy. But they had everything there. But I did have to call back twice. You know,
well,
and
I can tell you one thing. When you start taking pictures of these folks, that's right. When they ramp up and they become even more psychotic and extremely poor judgment. And yes, this guy could have stepped the gas on and, you know, clipped your neighbor and all the rest. They hate their picture being taken on these stupid little bikes they ride or whatever the heck it is. And so added caution, if you are going to start getting evidence, you've just amped it up for some of these people.
Yeah, but that doesn't... Yeah. So then maybe we need to amp it up. Just saying. Maybe we need to amp it up. And Lori, we got to go off to a break.
I know. Thank you, guys.
Okay. But right, maybe we need to amp it up, everybody.
Yep.
I mean, that's the deal. Maybe we need to amp it up. How do we amp it up legally? How do we amp it up with the sheriff's and the police chief's support? And I think we'd probably have the police chief and Anderson support without even talking to them.
Oh, I bet we do.
I'll bet we do, too.
Yep.
So, come on. Let's go. Let's call them. Say, what do we do here? Let's get this solved. We know it's drugs. It's drugs. It's drugs. It's drugs. It's drugs. It's drugs. And did I say it was drugs? And that's the bottom line. Also, I'm going to say that time has come.
For 51. Again, and again, and again, and again.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California.
California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We're back. Okay, Bob, we have people lined up on the phone, buddy, and we haven't got that much time, Bob, so we need to make it quick, my good friend. What do you got?
Well,
Yeah,
Bob.
All right. Thank you for mentioning what I do and everything. I appreciate that.
Okay.
But anyway, on this navigation center, I was wondering if our Jefferson committee can come up to make some really great suggestions to the Sheriff of Anderson. He's got a great idea, I think. But if we could get them, because California does not allow computers from one department to another to get together and interface with one another. We have to have that for this thing to work. And if we can give him some answers or something or start questioning him on stuff, can we put together a committee to work with him on this?
Well, it's already kind of, it'll probably already be in the works a little bit, Bob. We do have other callers on the line, but I do want to say this.
Right.
That one of the things that they were thinking about was going to these charitable organizations, churches and stuff, and having them sign something that they gave something to somebody. You can't do that.
Right.
You know, you just can't do that. It's, you can't, you're violating rights if you do that, because you can't just go and say, hey, Joe, you've got a men's group at your church and you guys went out and bought sleeping bags on your own dime and you're giving them away. You can't do that. So there are some things, and the chief is really great. I mean, I really like him. He's very open to ideas. He thinks through things, and he's very open-minded. He changes his mind. He works with this thing, and I really like the way he's handling it. He's really showing some leadership. Frankly, I wish some of the other law enforcement in our area would show the leadership he's shown.
Well, and I'd like to see our chief get together with him, and also Tom Bashenko, our sheriff, to get together with him, because I do. I think this man, Mr. Johnson, has some really great ideas.
Well, the sheriff has. I mean, the sheriff has and the chief has, but I'm talking about, you know, I know this Community Watch thing has sort of been a thorn in the sheriff's side to a degree, but, man, they've cleaned up a lot of stuff there. The sheriff has to kind of say, okay, well, then give us something. Come on, give us something. Give us something. Help us help you help all of us. Anyway, with that, I got
to
go.
We have to get to the city council and our county supervisors.
Yes.
Because those people just, I don't know, they're like blind.
Yep,
you got it, Bob. Hey, thank you, buddy. We've got Jimmy on the other line. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
I'll make it quick, too.
Go ahead, buddy.
If people out there want to know how busy the police are, get a scanner, because I have one, and it's not working right now, but I remember one time they had so many domestic violence calls that they didn't have enough sheriffs to
sheriffs
respond
or police
to all of them. So the the one they did deputies. Respond to was a guy who was armed. But, yeah, they didn't even have enough police to make all the calls. And the other thing is you know, I believe in standing your ground, but be very careful if you confront some of these people, because there's a small business next to my house, and these two girls, young ladies, were telling me that this guy came in their business swinging a chain around saying he was going to F and kill them, knocking over display cases and stuff. So they called the police, and when the police got there, they said, it's good you guys didn't confront him, because this guy is HIV positive and is known for biting people.
Oh, great.
Well, so you know, I just wanted to let you guys know.
And that's an additional threat, and that's an assault
with, you know, intent to kill when you do something like that. That's crazy. Did we lose Jimmy?
Jimmy, are you still there?
I guess we lost Jimmy.
Oh, darn. Okay, because I had a question for him. Anyway, call back if you can, Jimmy, real quick. Anyway, Hannah.
Good morning, Hannah. How are you doing?
Hi, it's Tana, T-A-N-A.
Well, oh, Tana. She wrote Hannah.
All right,
okay,
Tana.
Okay, Tana.
My bad.
Good morning, Tana. We can only do what we can read here.
I know.
Yes, Tana.
Okay, on this subject, I live in a town where I have lived for 30 years in my house. And behind me is an alley. And for 15 years, this gal has been dealing drugs. And we are dealing with somebody right now who we send pictures of cars, and a neighbor and I, and we have been doing this now for the last 5 years. And they have actually raided her house, her and her daughter, and they said they didn't find anything. But we know, and we've seen, that she's dealing drugs. And
Did you take pictures?
Well, every time I go out there, they're really smart. They take off. But we've taken pictures of their cars with their license plate numbers, and this officer knows what's going on. And we are just at our wit's end, because there's been all kinds of things. There's needles in the alley. There's kids. And we have actually been told by some people that they're informants. Do you know anything? Have you ever heard that before?
Well, it could be. If they're informants, they might be protected. I don't know. I'm not a police officer, so I don't know how any of that works. But what I will say is it's time for a community watch. And it's time for people to walk around community watch. And you know, hey, I mean, whatever it takes to protect yourself. I mean, it's really gotten to a point now where we need to have community watches. Now, we're having another big meeting. We have a very good neighborhood watch group. As you know, we did get that guy within an hour. And, we got the information out quicker than that. But the whole point is that, yeah, I think it's time that communities need to do something. And I think more than just picking up the phone and calling. And Jimmy is back. Tana, thank you for the call. Have a great day. Love you calling in. Great call. Jimmy, you're back. Yes?
Sorry, you had a quick question?
Yes, I did. Back. Well, see, here's the deal. Okay, if I know how busy they are. Believe me, the two officers that were doing the thing yesterday and arresting, I mean, they were both... Don't get me wrong, they were good police officers, and both of them were just, you know, male and a female, very, you know, very professional, very good.
Right.
Point being is the fact that they can't do anything. They can't.
Right.
They asked me a lot of pointed questions about different things because I know how, you know, inhibited they are. I mean, one of the officers, the young lady, was very frustrated, and you can't blame her. But, I mean, she didn't show it. But I said, it's frustrating, isn't it? She goes, yes, sir, it is quite frustrating. They can't do their job. Hey, we need a community watch. We need a community watch. Whether that takes, you know, us driving around, maybe wearing a certain hat. I mean, whatever it takes. I'm telling you, we need to clean it up. If the police can't clean it up and the sheriff can't clean it up, then we need to clean it up. Now, I'm not saying that we take law into our own hands. Don't get me wrong here. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we have to have something that's a functional situation that they give us rather than, well, you know, wait and call the police. Well, like Wynn said, 45 minutes later, they come.
No, I wholeheartedly agree with everything you're saying. Absolutely.
So we need to do that. We need to have community watches, not neighborhood watch, community watches, where men patrol. And men patrol in a way that they have, and I'm not saying, but something to protect themselves. I mean, this is too much. So Shira, Chief Moore, and again, I'm probably just preaching to the choir with Chief Johnson. We need to do something here. We need to do something here. You need to have a forum to where we do something rather than just picking up the phone and calling. There better be something we can do.
Well, because you need to be preaching to the Board of Supervisors and the City Council of Reading.
Well, the City Council of Reading doesn't control the police department. The city manager does.
Who's his boss?
I don't know. Who is his boss?
City Council.
Yeah, but are they his boss? I mean, or do they just do what he wants them to
do? They approve the money.
Yeah, they approve the money.
They have it. They approve the money.
All right, guys. Hey, great show, and I'll talk to you guys later. But I agree with you, Terry.
Hey, listen, call in to Sovereign Minds. They're on next, and Mark's back. He was down. Glad to have you back there, Tatanka. Mark Kent's going to be back today, and that's really great news. He had an appendix burst, and it's just really great to have him back. So he's going to be on. But, hey, Jimmy, Nick, Roberta, Tana, call back. Call back and bring this issue up. We need to stop this issue, and it's drugs. It's drugs, period. It's drugs. Amen. In a sense, drugs.
Well, on a lighter note, I want to congratulate everybody that graduated from Simpson University yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great ceremony. My son was one of them, so it was awesome to be there, and God has a great hand in all the people that are going through their ceremonies this year, but I just wanted to kind of kick it off for graduation here locally. Simpson University had their ceremony, and it was great. And so thank you to everybody involved out there, you know, raising them through and getting them through college and helping them all to do the hard work that they're going to be doing and endeavoring on as they move on to whatever career choices they make. So congratulations to all the graduates.
Do we know someone who graduated?
I just said my son graduated.
He did.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
What a great kid he is. What a great kid he is.
No, he did a great job, and he's a sharp cookie. He's got it. He's got it going.
He really does. I mean, what a wonderful young man.
He got it all from his mom.
I think he had a helping it there, buddy. Anyway, yeah, I think that, I think what we need to do is really start taking back our communities. And the only way we're going to do that is if, you know, we have some, of course we have to have guidelines to stay within the law, but you know what? I don't know. If it's gray.
Careful.
Just saying.
Careful.
You know, I mean, yeah. You know, the real deal is that, you know, we've got to get,
it's frustrating and you become impassioned when it actually hits you.
Yeah.
Because you've been violated.
Well,
and once you're violated and there's nothing you can do, you can't go start throwing punches. You can't take the guy down out to the river and, you know, give him some cement shoes because he's hopefully in custody and will stay there. But, you know, there's nothing you can do as a righteous citizen that isn't going to go do something stupid, you know.
The Portuguese have their way.
I know. And I know that they're Portuguese, and I know.
So is the sheriff. Come on, Tom. Even at Christmas.
I'm trying to keep you out of trouble.
Well, you know, there's a thing called freedom of speech, you know.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Freedom of opinion.
That's right.
One of the five rights in the First Amendment. We should have a contest.
Yeah, we should.
That's what we'll do. Let's have some giveaways.
Okay.
And we'll start doing contests here on the Constitution. That'd be really good.
I need to clean my garage, so the giveaway prizes will be stuff out of my garage. So every week I'll bring something in. Here you go. Come and get it.
Oh, I have to say, too, you sound great. You haven't coughed the whole time here.
I know.
Wow, buddy.
Back at it.
Man, that's fantastic.
Finally. Good God, the drugs were kicking my butt, not alone the lung issues I had.
Yeah, Sally was, she was sick. She was so sick, and she's really, she came out of it pretty well. Been doing yard work and all that good stuff. She's been, you know, I have her out there cutting wood and, you know.
Working her like a dog.
Yeah, that's it, you know. Come on, buck up, girl.
You'll get better.
It's a no-cough zone. Oh, she's playing music on us. What are you trying to get? You trying to get rid of us here?
It's time.
At the top of the hour, yep.
At the top of the hour?
I'm just a mean person.
No,
you're not.
You're good.
Ashley is fantastic, you guys. She has been a real blessing for us.
And she's been hovering over that button.
She has. She's been amazing. Amazing. Anyway, time really has come.
For 51.
Don't know us, you have no clue. And do your telling.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.